Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
I'm going to just go ahead and say I disagree with Kyle's assessment. The fact of the matter is, the economy is doing really well. The hope for the Democrats is waning. And if you have an extremely weak candidate at the top of the ticket, which pick any number of the seven, and you'll have a weak candidate. By the way, Joe Biden says if he wins the presidency, he'd be open to nominating Barack Obama for the United States Supreme Court. Wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. But it's all about the economy. It really is. In over at MSNBC and elsewhere, CNBC, CNN, being forced to tell the truth. I'm going to let you listen to some of it, have some fun with all of it. MSNBC sounding the alarm because the economy is just too good. Christmas sales, the best they've ever been. Consumers quite happy, to say the least. Let's go to bite number two. Bite number two from MSNBC. Go.
Whoever the nominee is, you got to look at the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Three big economic headlines that are like a late Christmas present for the president. Rank and file workers get bigger raises. Wages rising at the fastest rate in more than a decade. Holiday cheer at Amazon and Tiffany, both companies with strong sales. And global stocks follow U.S. markets higher. We see the global markets edging up after that strong Christmas season and what we saw in the stock market yesterday. So, Susan Del Percio, how worrisome should those kinds of headlines be for the Democrats? Quickly for you, and then I want to get Philippe's take on it, too, before we have to go.
They should be very concerning for the Democrats.
Very concerning for the Democrats, it should be. And here on CNN, they sum it up quite nicely, talking about the incredible growth in the economy. Bite 2A from CNN, putting it all together for you. Go.
It's been 10 years since the official end of the Great Recession, a decade of uninterrupted economic growth here in the United States. But now, more than ever, there are very good reasons the president's team wants him to make this the focus, the economy. Here's why. I want to walk you through a couple numbers here that I think are really indicative of why people feel good about the economy right now, according to numbers. All right, the baseline, top line number everybody always pays attention to, the unemployment rate at 3.5% in November of 2019. That is the lowest since 1969. That's a pretty good number to tout. Again, there's a lot of indicators out here, but move over into equities. We're going to narrow it down a little bit to the S&P 500, essentially a gauge of where the top 500 companies in the Dow are currently resting at this point in time. 2019 up 29% year to date, right up against the line of the best year since 1997. We'll have to see how the market goes over the next couple days, but right there. So equities looking pretty good too. Obviously a fickle indicator, but one the president likes to talk about quite often. Here's where things get probably more important from a campaign perspective. Feel good about economic conditions. 76% as of this month. That is the highest since 2001.
The highest since, and again, it's more good economic news over and over and over. It just continues to be great. No two ways about it. It continues to be great. What are you going to say about it? Facts are facts, right? But that's not it. It's not just the economy. It's also accomplishments. Beyond the noise and nonsense of impeachment, it's the accomplishments that have occurred, including how Trump has dealt with minorities and successes there. Bite number seven from CBS News' Major Garrett. Bite seven, go.
It can be fairly said that this administration, because of President Trump's quiet prodding, has done quite a bit for funding of historically black colleges and universities. The First Step Act, which was a massive first step toward criminal justice reform. Just a couple of weeks ago, in this newly signed defense bill, there is a law that says if you are seeking work for the federal government or any contractor, you don't have to be asked and you cannot be asked about your criminal history until right toward the end. That's a significant change long sought by criminal justice advocates, plus opportunity zones in the tax bill directed at communities of color. That is a legacy on the agenda side that almost any president after 3 years would want to claim.
Any president would want to claim. And he's right about that. I mean, it's a list of accomplishments that any president would want to take and say, yes, I've done this. yes, I've been able to get this done. Look at all that we have done despite the pushback, besides the headwinds, despite all of that. Look at what we accomplished. I mean, how do you just don't get around it. You just don't get around that and say, well, they're just going to vote for Democrats. You can tell yourself that all you want. But like Kyle Malin just said, and I've been telling you for a long time, I have not spoken to any Trump voters who said, gosh, I wish Hillary Clinton was president. You don't hear that. Gosh, if only Hillary were president. You don't hear that. Well, you might hear that in New York or California. You certainly don't hear that here. Yeah, and don't expect to anytime soon. All right, so heading into the new year, I'm going to wind things down here, but I'm going to give you a special invitation right now. If you want to join me on the 6th of January, I'm going to go back into the My Pure Health Solutions program, formerly Nutrimost. I'm going to go back into the program to go down further. You know, I lost 40 pounds. Some of it's come back. You kind of settle in after a while. But I'm ready to go back and lose more and see if I can top my previous record or go beneath my previous record, as it were. You just need to go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. If you do it, if you join me, I'll save you $100 right now. If you want to get into, you know, New Year's Eve is here. You got a couple of days after that. Monday, January 6th, I'm going to start. And if you want to do it as well, go to GruberHealth.com, save $100 on the program, get ready with charity, make a new year, make it important, and do something important for yourself and your health and your future. Make sense? Well, then join me. If it makes sense, what are you waiting for? My Pure Health Solutions, they've been with me for a number of years. I trust what they do. It's real food. It's not fake. And it's not one size fits all. It's custom just for you. Final thoughts on this last program of the decade right after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college.